Skip It, or Stream It. And we picked the film The Holdovers, starring Paul Giamatti.
That's right. And it's a comedy.
Yes.
It's most billed definitely as a comedy. Uh-huh. There's definitely some serious moments as well.
Yeah.
But man, what a great story. I'd never even heard anything about it when it was in the theaters.
Well, the director, Alexander Payne, I've admired from the film Sideways. And after I saw this one, I thought Sideways was like a one-off for this director. It's just a great film. Then I saw this one. You could see a lot of similarities in style. So now I was asking Terry before we started this, what other movies has this guy done? I got to watch them all.
Right?
He's fantastic. I love this.
So it's set just days before Christmas in 1970 at a very prestigious all-boys school.
Barton.
And yes, Barton, mm-hmm. That's right. And all the, you know, anyone that doesn't have anywhere to go at Christmas, they're called the Holdovers.
Right.
And every year, one teacher kind of gets designated to be kind of their babysitter, if you will.
You know what? That happened to me one year at university, too.
Really? You were a holdover?
Yeah, I was a holdover. It was
it
me
happens.
And three other guys in that particular dorm. I tell you what, it was heaven. I loved it.
Well, it wasn't heaven for these boys because, of course, they got the kind of the meanest, strictest teacher in Barton
exactly.
to babysit them. And then it turns out through a series of events that the five boys get whittled down to just one.
Right.
And then it's a relationship between the two of them. And his name is Angus Tully, his character's name. And the actual actor's name who played him is Dominic Sessa. And that's his first big acting role ever.
I couldn't believe that when you told me that. And I didn't know that when I was watching the movie. Because he's incredible.
You wouldn't have known.
You wouldn't
he did
guessed.
A great job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he nominated for awards too? Because he should be.
I
have
don't
you heard?
Know. But Paul Giamatti did just win a Critics' Choice Award for Best Performance mm-hmm. in The Holdovers. And you can see why. That part was written for him, I swear.
It probably was. It probably was literally written with him in mind.
Mm-hmm.
They had him picked out before they even did the script. If you like Sideways and the kind of character he portrayed in that movie, if you're familiar with it, it's similar. You just think of the same kind of guy. He's got the same kind of inflection in his voice, the same kind of lines, the same kind
he's
of
dry,
comedy.
Sarcastic.
Dry.
He's intelligent.
The plot is
he's
different,
a loner.
Obviously. But yeah, he's a loner.
So he has, and they talk about it in the movie, he has this like kind of lazy eye or wandering
right.
eye.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching it going, I've watched a lot of Paul Giamatti movies. Does he always, had he just always had one? I just never noticed.
I don't know.
I had to Google it. He doesn't.
Okay.
And they won't tell, he won't tell anybody how he did it for the part.
That's not, well, it's got to be.
So he's
makeup.
That good
I mean,
of an actor. Well, it's probably
makeup,
a con,
right?
it's, no, it's probably a contact that, you know, like it's a.
Right, but it's not know. Him doing it. Like, he's not acting the lazy eye.
But you know how hard it would be to act with, like, one eye kind of.
Off.
Yeah.
It's just your vision would be blocked,
yeah.
basically. That would be difficult.
But the relationship between the two of them really builds to a nice kind of ending, and there's a surprise in there that you don't
mm-hmm.
see coming. And
there's some similarities you don't realize, all of that.
Yeah, they're kind of, there's a lot of parallels between the two of them. At first, you think they couldn't have anything in common with one another. And
I
then,
know.
And, you know, it's a really great story. I don't want to give away too much because I really want you to watch it
well,
for yourself.
I do. That's a good chance, though. I do want to just play one of the typical Giamatti lines, though, because it's right from the trailer.
Right.
So this is the kind of stuff you can expect if you're watching it.
Sir, I don't understand.
That's glaringly apparent.
I can't fail this class.
Oh, don't sell yourself short, Mr. Coates. I truly believe that you can.
he's just that smart-ass teacher the whole way through that's also extremely strict at the same time.
Yeah, that thinks that his class is the most important class.
Well,
and he teaches ancient civilizations.
History, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he, someone said history, and he was very specific to say, no, I teach ancient civilizations.
I know. Yeah.
Which seems even less important. But to him, it's like, he explains why he finds it such a fascinating subject. And then, actually, you know, he tries. And then at
yeah,
the
that's
end,
one way to put it.
At the end, he makes the ultimate sacrifice. But we won't say too much about it. Like we said, I want you to watch it for yourself. But I think we've all had a teacher that just you don't know why they're always riding everybody and why they're so strict.
I know.
Why they can't just loosen up a little bit.
That's,
why they're harder on you than any other teacher.
That's a great thing about this movie is everybody can see a teacher like this in their life somewhere. This was my algebra teacher when I was in ninth grade. He was also our driver's ed instructor. So imagine Paul Giamatti in this character as
Nightmare.
A driver's ed instructor.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was this guy. So
this was my geography teacher
relatable.
In high school.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So tough.
anyway, I fully endorse this film. I say 100% stream it. In fact, it's one of my all-time favorite films already.
Yes.
I'm going to rewatch it. Now, I'm serious. That's a strong statement.
It's got
serious.
A great soundtrack as well because it's all 70s
late 60s,
music,
early 70s
right?
music. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's called The Holdovers. It's a comedy drama, 2 hours, 13 minutes, starring Paul Giamatti. 100% stream it.
Yeah.
You won't be disappointed.
No, those 2 hours will fly by. Skip it or stream it. Best station in Cayman at C99.